Baruch HaMenachem, we're doing chapter Reish Lamed Zayin, 237. Now, in the tradition of Chabad, is that after the child asks the question of Manishtana, we repeat the one who leads the Seder, not only the one who leads the Seder, everybody at the Seder table will also say the Manishtana. First, the youngest of the audience will say the Manishtana, and then the Rebbes themselves would say it. So that means the people say it themselves. So the Rebbe says that's not only a custom, which would be a custom which is a very special thing to do anyways, but this is actually based on the Rambam, because in the Rambam he writes over there that after the child asks the question, then it says the Kore, the one that reads, says the Manishtana. So we see clearly in the Rambam that after the child asking, still the one who reads says the Manishtana, as opposed to in the Shulchan Aruch, the tradition is we say over there that if you don't have a child, in other words, you won't have to repeat the Manishtana again. It would only be done, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the way it's done. If you don't have a son, then your wife would ask you. If you don't have, then you ask yourself. So it goes step. Either you have a child asking the Manishtana, your wife asks you, or then you ask yourself if there's nobody there. And the Rambam brings actually down, if there's nobody there, let's say there's no child, he doesn't have a wife, there's no child, then you don't say Manishtana altogether, you just start with Avodim Hayinu. That's the way the Alter Rebbe also does in Shulchan Aruch, that when the wife or the son asks him, then he doesn't have to say Manishtana, you begin with Avodim Hayinu. But the Rambam holds, as mentioned, that even after the son asks, you're still going to do the Manishtana. The minig is also in Chabad, that in the house of the Rebbe is to say Tate ichvel badir fregen defir kashes. Father, I'll ask you the four questions, even if one doesn't have a father. So why would you say Father, I'll ask you the questions when you don't have a father? The Rebbe says what it seems to him, because one needs to give honor to the parents even after their passing. So that would be included of giving honor to your parents after their passing, to still say Father, I'm going to ask you the four questions. And here also, once somebody asked me yesterday whether girls say the Manishtana, because the language in the Shulchan Aruch is Haben. But here from a talk from the Rebbe says that the Jewish custom in many places is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses parents that they both have sons and daughters, so the first one that asks the Manishtana on the night of the Seder is the youngest of them. The youngest one of them would say it. So this is from a sikh of the Rebbe. So you can actually see that Rebbe specifically includes the daughters as well, and the youngest one of them. It seems like over here, not like some people do it, that everybody of the audience would ask the Manishtana, but rather the youngest of the audience would ask the Manishtana, and that was it. I guess in many homes, the children, all the children, the highlight of their Seder is to be able to do the Manishtana. So what they do is, we have everybody do the Manishtana. I'm sure that doesn't violate any minhag, that's a good minhag as well, and that's certainly important. It gives the children the enthusiasm and the expectation and participation in the Seder, so I'm sure that's proper too. But at the minimally, you need the youngest of the children, whether it's a boy or a girl, to ask the questions of the Manishtana.